From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
On today's edition of CSJP in 5, the Olympic Gardens community celebrates Jamaica's current Olympic trailblazers as well as those who paved the way. McKinley Crescent, Roden Crescent, and Wint Road in Olympic Gardens are synonymous with Jamaica's rich athletic history and prowess. The three roads are named after Olympian pioneers Herb McKinley, George Roden, and Arthur Wint. The Centadra community recently celebrated our Olympian stalwarts of present and of old through sporting competitions in netball, football, volleyball, dominoes, and table tennis under the theme Honoring Our Olympic Heroes.
We sought another avenue of bringing the community together in terms of sporting, cultural, and other indoor activities within the community. Also, due to the fact that we know that there are many roads in the community that was named after our Olympians.
Center Manager and President of the Olympic Gardens CDC Benevolent Society, Christopher Livermore. The CDC Benevolent Society also works closely with the Police Youth Club and sports clubs in the community.
We have had a 98% reduction in crime and violence due to interaction and crossing borders with members of the communities and other adjoining communities.
Other upcoming activities under this event will include a community talent contest, which will see residents performing original pieces in the form of song, poetry, and dance, and the painting of a mural of some of Jamaica's Olympic heroes on the wall of the community's civic center. The Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, is also a major partner and provides support to Olympic Gardens through the umbrella community-based organization.
That relationship is extensively gone on very good footing. And so CSJP help us with our administrative duties, help us with regulations, keep us in check with a lot of things that we really need to do on the ground. Even our parent support group was formed through the relationship with CSJP. I believe CSJP has played a major role in us being where we are today as a community, safe, secure, solid, and sound. CSJP is like the life that is in the blood of the community. And with the safety and security arm of the JCF, I believe we have been doing a good job so far.
Mr. Livermore is appealing to the youngsters in the community to come out to meetings and get involved in building the community.
We are seeking to incorporate more young persons so that they can be trained to take over to move on with the CDC.
President of the Olympic Gardens CDC Benevolent Society, Christopher Livermore. The Benevolent Society meets every third Sunday and invites members of the community to attend. CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.